48. When Jesse got home, he called Vinny in Vegas to tell him what had happened with Molly, wanting to know if he knew who Richie Carr was. Vinny said he did. It was the bad cops he remembered more than the good ones.
"You got a regular wild bunch thing going on in that little town of yours," Vinny said. "You ever see the wild bunch? That had some serious shooting shit in it."
Jesse told him it was a Western, which meant of course he'd seen it. What I'm trying to figure out is why Billy Singer, if it was him, would bring in somebody like Richie Carr if he's already got Santo and Baldelli on the ground here, Jesse said.
"Maybe he thought that after Santo and Baldelli basically got bitch-slapped by Crow, they weren't getting it done," Vinny said. "Or maybe the other guy brought in Carr."
"Barone," Jesse said.
"Could be him just as easy. Or even that Lawton. I could ask around."
"Have at it," Jesse said. Vinny had suggested they use Zoom again. Jesse told him he remembered what he looked like.
"That girl gonna make it?" Vinny said.
"Too early to tell."
"How's Molly?"
"She's Molly," Jesse said, "which means tougher than both of us."
"Yeah."
There was a pause at Vinny's end, and then he said,
"She put down Richie Carr, son of a bitch."
"Not much light. She'd already been hit. She still made the shot," Jesse said.
"I could come back, you want," Vinny said. "I pretty much got this thing buttoned up."
"Molly and Suit and I can handle this," Jesse said. "And my faithful companion, Crow."
"I got no comment on that," Vinny said. "On account of it ain't as if my resume ever stopped you when you needed something."
Jesse thanked him for the intel and told him to go get another umbrella drink.
"It was a one-off, for Christ's sakes," Vinny said.
"I thought the umbrella went nicely with your outfit," Jesse said. Vinny ignored him.
"Listen, before I go, there's something else you should know about Richie Carr, if one of your cop friends from Boston didn't tell you," he said. "Last few years, he's been working with a partner on any sort of gun or strong-arm shit you need."
"Got a name?"
"Sure."
"Sure."
"Donnell Woodson is the dude's name," Vinny said.
"Another ex-cop?"
"Ex-Tony Marcus. Except he was so much of a psycho that even Tony had to let him go before he had to have him popped."
"You know where I might find him?" Jesse said.
"Hope that it ain't paradise," Vinny said. "But you should ask Tony. I'll have Sonny ask him."
"I'm good," Jesse said.
"Tony's not much for cops. Maybe you heard," Vinny said.
"I'm not like the other boys and girls," Jesse said.
"You don't want Donnell up on you, from what I hear," Vinny said. "Even if you got Crow for backup."
"Noted."
"I got one last question before I hang up," Vinny Morris said. "How did one piece of land in fancy-ass Massachusetts turn into this kind of goddamn gang beef?"